Our story is about the big Tanid Chacham quoted throughout the Talmud, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was traveling. He was one of the great sages of Babylon, and as was the practice of the Talmidei Chachamim, and still is, he was very careful with every mitzvah. So even though he was traveling, he was careful to wash his hands before he ate. He was careful to bench, to make a blessing before and after he ate. It happened that they were traveling, and they camped in a place. The next morning he's eating, and suddenly the head of the caravan says, "We gotta get going. Everyone, let's go. Put the stuff together. We gotta go." So they go, and suddenly Rabbi Bar Bar Chana reminds himself that he did not make a bracha chona. He didn't bench. So the problem is that if he goes back to bench the place he ate, he's going to miss his caravan. What's going to happen? If he asks the caravan, "Wait, I got a bench," they'll all say, "Well, bench here now." They'll say, "Well, what's the problem? Why do you have to go there?" So what did he do? He said, "Do me a favor. I left a gold dove back where we were camping. I'll be right back." Now, Chazal asked, what did he mean he left a gold dove? Chazal say, the Jewish people are compared to a dove. The dove is unique in that the dove has a special relationship. It's faithful to its partner. The dove is unique that the dove uses its wings to protect itself. Other birds fight with their beak, so too but the dove fights with its wings, so too the Jewish people are protected by their wings, by the mitzvos. The dove is unique that the dove knows how to find its way back. So too the Jewish people are unique that even when things go wrong, and even if 5 generations they've been living a life that was assimilated, their great-great-great-grandchildren find Machon Meir, and they find their way back. So the Jewish people are compared to the dove for a myriad of reasons. And so he said, I left behind the gold dove. It says the verse in Tehillim that Kanfei Yonah Nechba Vekasef Ve'evroteha Birakak Charutz. So the illusion is that we, our performance of mitzvot, is like the gold wings of a dove. So everyone started thinking, he had a gold dove? We didn't see him with a gold dove. We can't ask him to leave behind a gold dove. Okay, for a gold dove. They said, okay, we will wait. So, but be quick. So he runs back, and he sits down to bench. When he finishes benching, he's got to get back. Everyone's waiting for him. He's climbing on the camel, and he's sure that when he gets back, they're all going to ask him, "Where's that gold dove?" So he figures, okay, they'll all curse him out, and they'll say, "What do you mean, gold dove?" Okay. But he's on his way to the camel when he sees something glistening in the sand. He bends into the sand and he picks up a gold dove. There was a gold dove in the sand. So he understood that he had this miracle done for him because he did whatever he could to bench in the place where he had eaten. A person is supposed to say Birkat HaMazon where they eat. Technically, if he had no choice, he could have said Birkat HaMazon with the caravan. But lechatchila, the ideal way is to say Birkat HaMazon where you ate. And being that he put all his effort into going back to bench where he ate, he got this gift from heaven. And obviously when the people at the caravan saw him come back with a gold dove, they felt, it's a good thing that we waited. And maybe we have to learn something from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. If we tell people, "I got to go learn," people will often say, "Okay, just one second." If you tell people, "I have a job," then they might respect it more. I had a chavrusa who I used to give a coin to, and I'd say, "At some point, I'm giving it to you as a gift. At some point, I want you to pay me with it." And he'd say, "What am I paying you for?" I said, you're paying me for the lesson. So he'd say, fine. Why do I need to pay you? And if I need to pay you, he'd say, no, I need to pay you, but I should really do it with my own money. I said, no, we're chavrusas. That's fine. But if I tell people I have to go to a chavrusa, then people say, let's talk. Just a second, you'll go. When I tell people I have a job, I can't be late, then people respect it. They say, go, of course. Can't be late to a job. So I have to call our learning my job. It's a tutoring job. I hope you don't mind. So, he didn't mind, and that's the way it worked. You'll find often people, if you tell them about a gold dove, then they'll say, sure, I want you to lose your gold dove. You tell them about a mitzvah, no. Do it the other way, right? So a person has to learn not to lie, but how to say things in a way that he will be able to perform the mitzvahs the way he should without getting people upset.